Welcome to Journal Club for November 1st, 2024. I'm Malcolm Diggs. If you go to Google Trends or the Keyword Planner and you look up the worldwide search traffic for the word Kafka, you might be forgiven for assuming that Metamorphosis must be on the bestseller list. Every month, there are almost 700,000 searches for that term. What gives? Did every high schooler in the world get assigned the same book report? No. Searches for Kafka have been rising for a decade and started spiking a year ago, not because of Franz Kafka, but because of Apache Kafka, the open-source distributed event streaming platform. Kafka has had a weird story. It was originally created by LinkedIn, I know, right? To handle massive streams of data in real time. They needed something that could reliably process and store endless data from millions of user interactions, so Kafka was built to act like a high-speed, fault-tolerant messaging system. It was critical infrastructure in Reid Hoffman's now infamous blitzscaling campaign. In 2011, they open-sourced it and donated it to the Apache Foundation, which has stewarded the project ever since. To say Kafka is popular today is an understatement. Some would say it's too popular, meaning it's being used in places where it's clearly not the best tool for the job. It's being used by every startup in the valley, just so they can brag that they're using it. It's definitely in a hype cycle, but that's okay. In fact, that's all the more reason that we all need to learn a lot about it, as we are going to be maintaining and iterating on this generation of applications for years to come, and they've got Kafka in them. So Kafka is likely to creep, or crawl, into all of our lives for years to come. Get it? Crawl. Like an insect. Because of Metamorphosis. The Kafka book. Whatever, I thought it was funny. Anyway, this paper, as you can guess, is about Kafka. Kind of. It's about modeling the reliability of Kafka, and making recommendations about how practitioners can maximize reliability and uptime. In other words, it's about performance tuning. In this paper, the authors don't build anything. They don't write any code, they don't ship any software, they just model and model and model. The paper deals with diagrams and equations, that's all. Sometimes when we're reading a paper, the researchers will have made something and then put that thing through a series of tests to see if it works. This isn't that kind of paper. These are mathematical models evaluated with other mathematical models, and what the authors leave us with is some recommendations, that's all. But I'm not just going to read you a bunch of equations. That would be a terrible episode. Instead, we're going to stay one level above that. I've broken down what they did into 13 discrete steps that represent the phases of their analysis. We're going to walk through each one and describe what they did, but we're not actually going to get our hands into the math. If you want to do that, definitely download the paper. Okay, here we go. Buckle up. 1. They analyzed the Apache Kafka system structure. The authors started by breaking down the Kafka system into three main subsystems: producers, brokers, and consumers, each fulfilling a distinct role in Kafka's data streaming. Each subsystem was analyzed to understand how it contributes to the overall system performance, and the structure was refined to ensure resilience. For example, they examined how the Kafka cluster, the brokers, communicates with Zookeeper for coordination, managing data distribution, and system state. 2. They proposed 1 out of 3 redundancy setup. The authors introduced a 1 out of 3 redundancy model to increase Kafka's fault tolerance, meaning each subsystem contains 3 units, of which only one needs to be functional at a time for the system to operate. This setup minimizes the risk of system failure since at least one unit can handle the workload if 2 others fail. This redundancy model is a common approach in mission-critical applications where consistent uptime is essential, allowing Kafka to continue streaming data even with partial subsystem failures. 3. They developed mathematical models for failures. The authors constructed mathematical models to predict when and how Kafka components would fail, based on an exponential distribution. Exponential distribution is used here because it assumes a constant failure rate, which fits well with hardware and software components over time. By doing this, they could better understand the failure patterns within Kafka's components, enabling predictions of system reliability and identifying weak points in the architecture. 4. They applied copula-based repair strategies. Using a copula-based repair strategy, the authors addressed interdependent failures where the failure of one component influences the likelihood of another failing. Copulas are statistical tools that link multiple random variables, in this case, failure rates, across Kafka's components. This approach allowed them to prioritize repairs that would most effectively restore system health, particularly valuable in complex systems like Kafka, where components rely on each other. 5. They used the reduction method to decrease failure rates. To improve Kafka's overall uptime, they applied a reduction method, which reduces the effective failure rates of components by scaling them down using a factor P. By lowering these failure rates in simulations, they showed that the Kafka system could achieve higher availability, as components became less likely to fail simultaneously. This method is particularly useful in scenarios where preventative maintenance and high-quality components are feasible. 6. They modeled system availability and reliability. They modeled two key performance metrics, availability and reliability. Availability refers to the likelihood that the Kafka system is operational at any given time, while reliability is the probability of continuous uninterrupted service over a period. These models help quantify Kafka's readiness to handle data streaming under various configurations and repair strategies, crucial for evaluating how well Kafka would perform in production environments with high uptime requirements. 7. They calculated mean time to failure. The authors calculated MTTF, mean time to failure, the average time before a system component fails, by applying Laplace transforms to the failure and repair rate models. A Laplace transform is a mathematical technique that converts complex time-based functions into simpler algebraic form, making it easier to analyze how different rates of failure and repair impact system behavior over time. MTTF serves as a reliability benchmark. A higher MTTF indicates a more durable system. This calculation provided an essential metric for assessing the longevity of Kafka's components and overall system stability, directly impacting decisions about maintenance schedules. All right, we're more than halfway there. 8. They conducted sensitivity analysis on failure rates. Sensitivity analysis was used to understand how changes in failure rates affect the overall system's MTTF and availability. By systematically adjusting individual failure rates, they identified which components most heavily impact Kafka's reliability. This analysis is critical in pinpointing which components may require extra redundancy or more frequent maintenance to prevent cascading failures in the system. 9. They compared copula and general repair strategies. The paper compared copula-based repair strategies with a general repair approach, where failures are treated as independent events without prioritizing their repair. The copula approach showed greater improvement in system availability by accounting for situations where one component's failure makes others more likely to fail, allowing for smarter, priority-based repairs. This comparison provides a clear view of how repairs that consider these dependencies could enhance Kafka's resilience. 10. They assessed cost efficiency of repair models. They evaluated the cost effectiveness of each repair strategy by analyzing the expected profit over time, considering both revenue from uptime and operational costs for repairs. By calculating the difference in profit between copula-based and general repair models, the authors provided insights into which approach would be more sustainable for companies running Kafka, highlighting the economic advantage of a dependency-aware repair system. 11. They simulated system performance over time. To validate their models, the authors simulated Kafka's performance over a span of time, observing changes in availability, reliability, and cost efficiency. Simulations allowed them to predict how Kafka would operate under different failure scenarios and repair strategies, offering a dynamic view of Kafka's stability over time. These time-based insights can help engineers anticipate when and where Kafka might encounter issues under heavy use or continuous use. 12. They validated theoretical models through these equations. Using these equations that were derived from their mathematical models, the authors validated their findings by calculating theoretical values for availability, reliability, and MTTF, and comparing them against their simulations. This step ensured that their models accurately represent Kafka's behavior, giving engineers confidence in the applicability of these models for real-world Kafka setups. And 13, they suggested optimizations for high-demand use. So this is what it all comes down to. Based on their findings, the authors suggested optimizations for Kafka in high-demand environments, including implementing the 1-out-of-3 redundancy setup, using copula-based repair strategies, and applying the reduction method for failure rates. These recommendations aim to make Kafka more robust, especially in situations where uptime and reliability are critical. Whew. Okay, that was a lot, but we got through it, and hopefully you're still awake. So, what can we learn from this paper? I think narrowly that optimizing Kafka's resilience with specific repair strategies and failure models can significantly boost reliability, availability, and cost efficiency in high-demand applications. But more broadly, that embracing advanced statistical methods like copula-based modeling and systematic reduction of failure risks can fundamentally shift how we approach the design and sustainability of complex systems. Again, if you want to read any of the many formulas and equations and schematics and flowcharts and diagrams that the authors put together, definitely encourage you to download the paper. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. I hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.